Hello, guys, and welcome to our second podcast. It's me, Quentin, and I'm here with my
friend. McKee.
Yeah, co-host. We're going to go with friend this time. And we have a special guest today. I think he's special.
Hudson McKee will be joining us today.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Today we're going to be talking about...
Kids should not have to go shopping with their moms.
Or their parents. In general.
And Quentin here is going to talk about his injuries that he's had.
Oh yeah. I've had a lot of beautiful injuries.
Yeah. So
should we start it off with shopping?
You know, how about we start it off with saying that my dog has arthritis.
Okay.
It's very sad.
I think my dog has arthritis as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hudson McKee is actually my brother. He lives with me.
Oh, that
he lives in my house. I do most of his work, though.
That's not true. I have no idea why you would say that.
Well...
Can you expand on that? Can you expand on that?
Expand on you being my brother?
No, you said that you do most of the work for me.
Oh, yeah. So Hudson goes to school, and I just do his laundry and stuff, but...
I think...
And Hudson's also a slob, so he's not really a very good guest.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, guys...
Sorry, I don't mean he's a slob, I just mean he's messy.
I love hearing family rivals and family problems and family... it's a big word. I'm not going to say it, because I'm going to mess up terribly, and I don't want that. So, yeah, I know that family gossip is nice and all, but it's very awkward that I have to hear this.
On the podcast.
I have to sit in between family gossip.
It's not gossip. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it is.
It's not gossip. It's...
It's rumors.
I don't know what it is. It's just...
It's rumors.
Me saying something.
It's roomies. It's roommates. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, so now let's get to our first section.
We're going to talk about the shopping.
Yes. So, you're starting it off because you're the host.
Oh, great. So, with shopping, everybody knows that it's not fun at all. Who likes to go to the store as their mom's buying you, like, if you guys are buying groceries for either food or clothing? Yeah, I understand some people are going to malls and they'll be like, ooh, I want to buy some clothing. Are you going to buy some fun stuff like video games or something like that? But once it comes to, let's go shopping for school, or let's go shopping for food, and your parents are just like, hey, let's drag you along. No one thinks that's fun.
I mean, I kind of like it, but...
Oh, wait, you
did. Sorry.
Well, to be honest, I will willingly go shopping with my mom most of the time, but it usually depends on the
situation. It's actually, honestly, some great quality time with your mom or dad.
But what if you don't want to spend time
with your parents? That's not what the topic is. Sorry, we're supposed to be telling how shopping is bad. Anyways... So shopping,
you guys are like ruining this whole thing.
I feel like it depends.
I had like a whole thing about how I didn't want to go shopping, and you guys.
You know, we can have different opinions, correct?
No, because this is about how we don't want to go shopping.
Yeah.
So this is.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are just ruining the whole thing.
I didn't actually realize that. Okay. There are not too many negatives in my personal experience, but let's focus on the few that there are. Okay. That sound good plan?
No, really.
We're not focusing on negatives.
Wait, what? Yes, we are.
Wait, we are.
Actually,
wait,
we are. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
I'm sorry, I'm just a slob or something. I don't know what he said.
Yeah, you are. That's what he said. Are you having a spasm?
No, I'm not.
If you guys did not hear that, he was banging his head off the chair. Bet it was.
It's because, I can't tell you.
Oh, do you have an itch on the back of your head or something?
No, I do. And it's because Hudson is pushing on my cushion that is on my neck, and it was annoying me.
Well, let me say that's not my problem.
Yeah, it's my problem, that's why I was dealing with it.
How about you keep that to yourself, because we're on the podcast.
Honestly, this is called Quentin and Bennett Ranting. Do you see your name in the title anywhere?
I'm the guest speaker, so yes.
Oh wait, I guess we're going to have to put you in the title. That's awkward.
I think you need to respect me, just because
we featuring have Hudson. Blood that's relationships like.
And we spent.
Wait, weren't we talking together. About shopping?
Well, it's not. I don't know.
We need. You still need to respect me.
It'd be like featuring Hudson. That's what it'd say in the title, and it'd just be very interesting, because it would be like, oh, who's Hudson? And we would just be like, oh, it's just this guy we picked up off the street, you know. It was just this random hobo that we saw, wait, and we're like, hey, wait, yo, you want to join the podcast? Wait, wait. And he's going to be like, yeah, do I make any money? I'm he's like, this is... no, because sorry, we don't have any sponsors.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you saying this is what's going to happen, or this is...
No, this is your life story. So basically, you were a nobody on the side of a street, just a hobo that never got paid anything, because you weren't successful
in don't joke about that.
Uh-oh.
You know, whether or not that's true, I don't think that that'd be something we should share with our viewers, our listeners.
No, they're real.
And then we decided to bring you into the... I just gotta share the whole story. So, we decided to bring you into the house. And we were like, okay, well, since you have, like, nothing, and you're probably hungry, we decided to feed you and give you some clothes that are actually presentable instead of, like, what you were wearing, because it was disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. That's also... That's true. That part of it's true.
How about we go back to our original topic of shopping?
But then, I'm not done.
But we found out that shopping's actually good, isn't it?
No. We did not find that out. Oh. That is not right. What we
found. I thought that's why we stopped talking about it.
No, I'm just talking about how we found Hudson. So, oh, yeah. After that, we decided, after we got, like, presentable clothes and everything, we decided that we should start a podcast. Shower. And he... Yeah, sure, you had a shower. But we don't want to talk about that, because that's kind of weird.
That's a little personal.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this guy, Hudson, doesn't realize that, but...
Yeah, but after we got him the shower, we asked him, hey, do you want to be in our podcast? Because it would be cool if we had a hobo in our podcast. And right.
There's real people in hoboism. Or sorry, poverty.
Right. So we'll and just say...
We shouldn't joke about this.
Not having enough money to actually be living in house.
Yeah, that's what we should call him.
Not a person that just didn't have enough money to live in house. That's what we call
in
that.
In house.
In house.
Wait, in house? Yeah, house in-house. Is not a person.
Oh.
So you have to say a house.
Okay. Proper
it's
English.
It's like, kind of like Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay.
Like Holy Spirit is... Well, it's not a person.
Yeah.
It's a...
Heard that sermon.
It's some... It's... I don't know.
You heard it?
I know what it is, but I can't...
You went into the...
Anyways.
Oh, I didn't know you went into the church. Well, after we picked him up, we asked him to go onto our podcast. He said, will I be getting paid? And we said, well, no. And... You did feel a little bit down about it, but...
I actually never heard that. I thought I was still getting paid.
yeah, you're definitely getting paid.
We regret to inform you that
your
assistance is free.
Yeah, this is for community service.
And it's for us to get...
Yeah, this is for popularity. The community.
That's awesome. I'm glad.
You're helping the community right now, and you're not getting anything for it. No recognition, you're not going to be in the newspaper, nothing really.
Oh, well, actually, this guy who lives with no house he is actually pretty famous, so he's going to give us lots of views.
Who?
Well, any people, like, I don't know, there's probably some girls that like him that will Hudson? Just see his name on the podcast and want to listen to it.
Hudson?
Yeah.
But doesn't he
not
have enough money to afford a house?
Yeah,
and no one really pays attention to him?
People still like him. I don't know. For some reason, people seem to like him.
Oh, it's because he does that funny thing on the street, right?
Yeah, he does that weird thing. We don't need to talk about it right now, though, because I don't want to embarrass
him.
Did
you actually talk about that? I don't understand.
Oh, so, like, that weird thing that you do on the street where you, like, dance around, and then you start doing cartwheels, and you're like, please, give me money, and then no one gives you money, and you start, like, crying, and then
except
everyone's
for
like,
that
wow, that's amazing.
But then there's that random little girl.
Who? What?
Okay, never mind.
I'm actually not exactly sure what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, yes, you know what we're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, there's just thing. Oh, right, we should probably get back on the shopping topic since we've, like, introduced your character and everything.
No, how about you tell us about your story, Hudson? Tell us your story.
Of how you were born. You pretty much summed it up.
Oh, wait, really?
That's, so you don't that's have your any, whole life
you don't
story.
Have, don't have any background?
I was born with my brother, and we lived in a nice house in Georgetown, Ontario, but...
I kicked him out.
Yeah, I was just getting to that.
Wait, what? You're his brother?
So
I already said that.
We actually have discussed this at the beginning of the podcast.
We did?
So, when I was 8 years old, he kicked me out of the house. I don't know what made him think he had the right to do that. He was 6 years old
at
the time.
What about your parents? What did your parents think about that?
They did not get involved.
Yeah.
Didn't seem important at the time. So, I was out on the streets begging for money. And that's...
Wait, why didn't you just get a job? You were 8 years old. You're old enough to pick up stones.
I actually did. I went to our neighbors, who, very kind lady named Heather. She gave me work in her garden during the summer.
And wait, then, who's this Heather girl? And how was she your neighbor if you were kicked out of the house?
Because she was the neighbor before I was kicked out of the house.
Oh, okay, okay. Good, good.
And so I worked for her. Funny story, one time I was gardening and I broke a garden gnome.
That's Wait. Funny.
So she didn't pay
Kill
me.
The gnome.
So she didn't pay me and I didn't get food for a week.
Wait, what?
that is pretty funny. Actually, I mean, oh.
That's actually pretty sad.
Yeah, that's what I meant
to say. I didn't realize that when I kicked you out.
I figured no matter how sad it was, at least Bennett, you would laugh.
I did.
I'm really.
By accident.
I didn't realize that when I kicked you out, you'd be like, on the streets.
What did you think would happen?
Well, I don't know.
Go to Saskatchewan?
I didn't really think anything could happen. I just kind of thought you'd disappear from my life.
Oh. That's
Well, he did come back, and now he's in a podcast.
All of a sudden, I found you on the street and forgot you were my brother, and now I'm recognizing you again.
Yeah, well, it has been about how many years?
The facial hair would make a difference.
It's been 8 years.
Eight years. Only 8 years. That's slim. You know how long ago I saw my family? I think it was yesterday morning. I don't know. Randomly throughout the day today, I was playing video games. My mom went upstairs. Like, already some people left. Me and my brothers and my mom were still home. Then my mom went upstairs and she never came back downstairs. And then I was like, where's my family? So I went upstairs. I looked all around the house. I even looked in my backyard and no one was home. So, then I went back to playing video games and... And then someone walked in our house asking for my sisters, and I was like, I don't know where they are. I actually don't know where any of my
Was the guy
is.
Sketchy? Was he sketchy?
It was a girl.
Oh, a girl. Was she sketchy?
Nah, I think she was sketchy.
What color was her hair?
Blonde.
Oh, okay.
With blue eyes.
Well, unless she had, like, really red lipstick, she can't really be sketchy.
Well, I don't know if she's wearing lipstick or not. I can't remember all that stuff. But it's you. It's not you. I was just saying that because we're still playing that same game that we were playing last time. So that's why I said it was
him.
Yeah. Oh, you're not paying attention.
Okay, our guest has just... He's disobeying the rules. We told him he's not allowed to change any of our sound effects. And
That was really good because it turned out at the very exact moment.
What moment?
That the music got louder, so I think I did a good job there.
Wait.
If we have any fans out there, if anybody...
Wait, what?
If I'm anybody's fan, let
Wait,
me know.
Wait, you're anybody's fan? Don't
know
you mean if anyone... You have any
Twitter,
fans?
Okay, let me know on our Twitter account whether...
Wait, what?
Have a Twitter account?
You have Twitter?
Most podcasts do. We don't have a Twitter account.
No, I should make one.
Well, let me know. What's our social media account?
We don't have one yet. Should I make one?
How do we talk to our listeners?
After this podcast, I'll make one, and then our next podcast, which will
you
be made tomorrow.
My Instagram account.
Wait, what? Why would they follow
Instagram
your Instagram
account? You can barely afford a house. How do you have an Instagram account?
And how do you have, do you have a phone?
Yeah.
How do you have internet?
iPhone 8 Plus.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
This makes no sense.
Wait, has he been faking his poverty?
I actually never even said I was in poverty. You're the one who said that.
Are you sure?
Wait.
I could have sworn we found you on the street.
You just told us this story.
That's because you told me to.
Wait, what? I never heard this.
Hey, does anybody want to hear my life story?
How about we get back to
I was born April 15th.
Alright, that's
good. And 15 is your favorite number.
To hear this.
So, basically, I was there in a hospital bed, crying my eyes out. Yeah, my eyes. And then, I was born, and my mom, I don't know what happened, honestly, because I can't remember anything, and I was never told any stories about when I was born, so, I think I just scored on this.
Yeah, I saw that.
But, when I was born, I kind of I don't actually know what happened at all.
Because you were, you know, you can't really know.
I think I was crying. Right. No, wait, maybe I was, like, the coolest baby out there. And I didn't even cry. I just came out with, like, this cool smile on my face. And everyone was like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be the coolest baby ever. And they were like, I can't believe we gave birth to this thing. Just called me a thing because I was just too cool that I couldn't be called a person. So they just called me a thing. I'm like a toy, like that really cool toy.
I feel bad for you, honestly.
It's like a McDonald's toy that you think's cool for like 5 minutes and then you get rid of it.
Except that I never thought McDonald's toys were cool. Actually, I might have.
You did. Remember that one time where we had McDonald's and you asked me for like one of my McDonald's toys when you bumped into us after church and then I had like a McDonald's toy and you were like, hey, can I have that? And I was like, I kind of want it. It was like a skateboards McDonald's toy. I remember
that. Oh, I love those skateboards.
And then you wanted it, and you also wanted it too, but
although I wasn't there.
It was a Tony Hawk skateboard.
Yeah, you were there.
Guys, it was a Tony Hawk skateboard. It was great.
And then you wanted it, and then I was like, I kind of want the skateboard, and you guys never got it in the end?
Oh, yeah. Back in grade 2, I'd get my Tony Hawk skateboards, bring them to school. Actually, I didn't have any, but I'd go to school, and people would have their skateboards and race them up the bottom of the wall, and, I was back in grade 2, and,
so,
they were just plastic.
Oh my goodness, I almost scored that! That was crazy! No!
Wait, why are you talking about, what are you, saying right
now? Well, it was an insane shot!
But you didn't score anything. Okay, anyways.
Well, whatever. Back to what we were talking about.
The listeners can't actually see
what we're supposed to talk about my injuries as well.
Wait, what?
Yeah, let's just change the subject completely.
You mentioned to me earlier today that you had a new foot injury.
Right. I do. And my knee injury as well. Yeah, I got two new injuries.
Alright, so let's just start at the beginning here.
Or we could continue with the lead that I just started.
Wait, what lead?
When should we end this podcast and then I'll start it?
Wait, what?
20 minutes.
Yeah, that's not enough time. No, I have a lot of injuries to go through, so this is going to be a long time.
Guys, this is a 25-minute podcast, everybody.
Yeah, at the very least, it's going to be 25 minutes. Sometimes it's even more.
All right, you can actually start now.
Okay, so basically, let's start with injury one. When I was just a kid. So
your dad ran over your toe.
Yeah. So basically, I was a child, and I was about 4 years old. I'm pretty sure I was, and yeah, I was just, my dad was coming home, he kind of didn't see me exactly standing there, and I was just happy, I was very happy that he was coming home, and I was just jumping up and down, and then I was standing there waving to my dad, and as he was backing up, kind of just like, ran over my foot, and then that was it. I was still happy.
Ran over your foot.
Yeah, and I was still happy after that.
Wait, so he ran over your foot?
Oh, you almost said that.
Wait, so how do you remember that you were happy? You were little.
How do I remember what?
How do you remember whether you were happy or not? That was the one.
Oh, I just remember I was happy. Wait, you.
Okay, you don't have to make random comments with him.
Another injury I had is. Basically, I hurt my elbow.
Actually, you tell the story.
You want me to tell my own story about how I hurt my own elbow?
I can tell it.
I can tell my own story, but you can make comments throughout it.
Okay.
If you really want to.
Sounds good.
Okay, so, I was just at school one day, and I decided that I should jump over a bench. And then I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And as I didn't get enough height, I landed on the ground. But at this point, I already injured my hand, so I couldn't land on my hands. So I had my the other option was I had to land on my elbow. And I landed on my hand on my other hand. But on my other hand, I landed on my elbow.
You're kind of telling this backwards. Shouldn't you tell about how you hurt your hand first?
Well, I did get a boxer's fracture before that.
A what fracture?
A boxer's fracture, that's what they called it. Oh, it's basically boxers when they fracture their knuckle.
So, Quentin was trying to do he was boxing for some reason. I don't know what he was hitting, but... Yeah.
And then I jumped too far forwards.
Wait, you jumped? Why do you jump when you're boxing?
because I jump.
Wait, did you have a boxing bag?
Yeah. Wait, basically, I made my own.
Was it like one of those ginger ale cans and you put sand inside of it?
No, I didn't. No, that's not what I did.
Oh, okay. So that's just what I would do.
Well, that's not what I did. Your batteries are low.
Actually, it's yours.
Yeah, I also... So are we still talking about the elbow incident? Or are we just going to switch to the boxer's fracture?
You're the one telling the story.
Okay, so we just continue with the elbow injury. So, with my elbow injury, basically what happens is I jump, and I couldn't land on my hand because it was already injured at the point in time. So then I had to deal with that, and I landed on my elbow. And with that being in place, I had to go to the hospital right after. Well, it wasn't right after. I stood up, feeling fine. Everyone's like, oh, you belly flopped. And I was like, no, I didn't. And
okay.
And then it was actually just me landing on my elbow, and I told them that. But they're like, no, you belly flopped. And
I was sure, that was pretty
you
awkward.
Guys wouldn't know what I landed on. But they didn't want to believe me on that. So then I just decided to agree with them. I was like, fine, I did belly flop. And then my elbow started hurting really, like, a lot during class. And so after that, I decided, ooh, I should probably call home and go to the hospital.
Can I just make a comment?
What?
Just so you guys know, my mom just said goodnight to me.
I
love my mom. Just
I actually have a very good relationship with my mom.
Oh, I should make a comment too. She also said goodnight to me.
It was actually damaged when I was kicked out of the house by my brother, but the relationship still remains quite...
This is so coincidental. We're listening to How Could You Leave Us by NF. Well, we're talking about how we love our mothers.
For all you people that don't listen to NF, which is probably everybody.
Not everybody.
How Could You Leave Us is a song talking about how his mom
I just scored on her
died
name.
To pills and abandoned him as a kid.
Okay, but back to my elbow injury. So, basically, it's after when my mom picks me up and we go to the hospital. We realize that I fractured my elbow. And they say to me, how'd you do this? And I said, well, you know, one thing happened after another and I fractured my elbow. And I didn't want to tell them that, oh, you know, I was very dumb and before the end of the recess, I jumped and I tried to jump over a bench.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, that would
be... So, yeah, you kind of went to the hospital 3 times in a few weeks, in like a month.
Yeah, they got a bunch of x-rays and they're like, hey, you should probably come back in about 2 weeks. And I was like, do I really have to? We'll do it on Friday. And I was like, okay, that's a good day to not go to school. So I agreed to it, and I just got a bunch of x-rays.
You know, how about we move on? I feel like this is lame.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, this is a great subject.
I could have said more, but I'm really zoned out right now.
Do you have anything interesting to say?
I don't know. Do I?
Oh, so guys, right now, the Raptors are playing against Golden State. And I don't know what the score is, but last time I checked, it was...
I think they were winning.
It was a close game. It was 64-61 for the Raptors, but that was about...
This is like game four?
It's game four, and if the Raptors win
this... And it's 2019, by the way. Anybody who's listening in the future.
Oh, yeah. Or in the past. But... Oh, wait, no.
And anyone listening from the past, how would you do that? How would you do that? I just want to know.
Wait, what?
Anyone listening from the past? How? Do you?
Nobody's listening from the past. Let's move on. So if the Raptors win this game, they will be up 3-1, and they have to win 4 games to win the World. Wait, what's it called? It's not called the World Series. What's it called? The Finals, or something.
We'll just call it the End.
They'll win the End
game.
The Raptors
will end win the game. They win the End game.
And. The
it wasn't the Avengers that won.
The Raptors have actually never.
It was.
Okay, I'm trying to talk.
The Raptors. I'm sorry.
The Raptors have never won a final in basketball.
I feel like you're zoning out every time you talk. It's just.
So yeah, if they win this, it'll be the first time.
But this helps me focus.
In Raptors history.
Yeah.
So if they win tonight's game, they'll be up 3-1, and if they win one more, they win it all. And that would be amazing.
Oh,
I don't really care about basketball, though, so... But it's fun to watch, so... You guys should watch it.
On a random remark... Back to how I hate going shopping.
Wait, we're back on this?
Yeah, I didn't finish it.
Oh, okay.
So, another pointer is, let's say that, your mom is like, okay, I'm gonna go buy some groceries, and you're like, well, I don't want to go in, because it's kind of awkward when you're just there, and your mom's buying groceries, and she's like, oh, I gotta go get some bananas, and especially you're just walking right beside her. Now. Yeah, and then, let's say you see your teacher there at the same time, and they just start talking to you, and they're like, have you done your homework yet? And you're just like, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Then it's just very awkward. It's like that weird, awkward conversation that you never want to have. Especially when you're going shopping.
Wait, so it's like, I don't want to go shopping. And she's like, well, since you're not coming, how about you do your homework?
Yeah, and then it's even worse. But then there's the other times where you go shopping, and it's like, hey, after we go shopping, will we go out to eat? And they're like, nah.
Oh.
I don't want to spend money on you. And then you just get really disappointed. But, you know.
Unless you're, your parents.
We've hit the 26-minute mark. This is a new record for us.
Actually, the last one was 26 minutes and 56 seconds or something like that.
I'm
dead. For all you people that know me, I know you.
Okay. Oh, well, that was awkward.
That was just to stop the silence, because there was a little bit of...
Oh, we were just whispering to each other and excluding you from it.
Okay, yeah, I know.
We'll tell you later, but...
I know what you were talking about.
So, if we make a social media account on Twitter or Instagram, I think that...
It's not going to be Twitter, believe me. I just said that because... I don't know why.
Because Twitter is the most popular thing, probably.
Or Facebook... Or my face?
Nobody uses my face.
Are you kidding? Yeah, I bet you no one uses it.
I don't even know what my face is. But
I've never actually tried to use that social media before, so I wouldn't know.
So you guys can follow our Instagram.
So what should we call it?
Okay, just don't pretend that we don't have one made. I mean, sorry, you have to act like we already have an Instagram.
Oh, right. So you can follow us on...
on Instagram, we'll tell you about that later.
What? No, this.
We'll tell you about it later.
We're gonna have to end the podcast right away. So I just want to thank everybody so much.
Wait, we're not ending it though, because I always have to leave it off on a happy note.
Wait, this was a happy note. We're talking about an instant.
Jesus loves you.
That's not the happy note that we end on.
Guys, Jesus loves you, and if you want your friends to give their heart to Jesus. Listen,
that's
oceans.
Not the happy note that we end on, guys.
Okay, but look.
There's a song that you should listen to.
Called Oceans.
Oceans, where feet may fail. And, yeah. It's a very great song.
I feel like...
That's kind of a random note, but, you know.
That's not the
happy... still happy.
This is not...
I think Quentin's just a little bit...
That's how my friend Quentin... gave his heart to Jesus.
No, this is not the happy note that we end on.
If you listen to this at any time in 2019, you can pray for Quentin because he's not happy.
Yeah, Quentin
this
actually...
This is not a happy note.
Quentin might be depressed, but...
I am slightly depressed. I have depression, okay? It was on a post that I made. I do.
Oh, yeah, I guess... Yeah, but I took that picture of you having depression. That was kind of my fault. I gave you depression. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bennett. Why'd you have to give me depression?
But you got, like, probably...
What kind of happy note ends like this? Depression?
Why did you bring this up? Why would you bring this up?
I didn't bring it up. You said that I... Wait, actually, we're going to have to play this back and figure out who started the depression talk.
It was definitely Quentin. It was a mixture of Quentin and me because Quentin was saying how everything was not happy note, and then I said it's because Quentin...
I said this is not how we end our happy notes. I didn't say that this wasn't a happy
anyways,
note.
Anyways, thank you all for joining us. Yeah. You can follow us
on
Instagram at Official QB
Podcast. Wait. I have an Instagram name.
Yeah, but you can't tell them your Instagram.
Okay. No. Not that one. This Instagram, or this podcast.
Yeah, I
Instagram
just told him the Instagram, Official QB Podcast.
Official? We call it official?
Well, we are official. We're not the
a
fakes.
A QB podcast.
We're not the fakes, okay?
Wait, Official QB Ranting Podcast.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say, Official QB Rant.
Yeah.
So if you don't know how to spell official, it's OFFICIAL, and then...
And it will be uppercase Q and uppercase B. Do you want uppercase O for official, or do you just want
Yeah.
Is this on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram.
Because Instagram doesn't have capitals in your name.
But, guys, we don't really... It's not like we're...
I think we just go down our
We're totally head. Not trying to get followers here. We're just...
Yeah, I just want to know if you guys have any, like...
We're just doing this because I feel like this is what like, most podcasts do. Like, if you have any comments... Oh, yeah, comments.
Probably totally. Not what podcasts do, but I'm not the official speaker, so...
I am. Yeah. I just found that out this podcast.
Well, because you put your name first before mine, so that makes you the host.
I guess it does. And you know what that makes you?
Anyways, guys, we're going to have to wrap this up. I'm sorry, but...
Wait, what?
Why
do you guys keep saying we're going to wrap this up?
We've hit our mark.
We hit 30 minutes. It's not even close to an hour yet.
Yeah, but you think people really want to listen to us?
Ranting for an hour? Yeah. Of course they do. It gets even better throughout the hours.
I couldn't even listen to especially, past 14 minutes.
Especially my friends that are
At least you listen to 13 minutes. Think about it. I think I've listened to us at least a good twice.
Really?
Yeah, but I've only...
Do you edit anything in this podcast?
Nope. I mean, yeah, we edit out all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
Yeah, like, all
Wait,
our...
shouldn't we say that we make no mistakes? Wouldn't that be better?
Yeah.
We make no mistakes. And we edit out... Nothing, because there's nothing that we need to edit out.
You know what?
I think we should end on this happy note.
I feel like...
Okay, the happy note is, humans are still polluting the Earth, and we don't need to exist. So, just remember that you're polluting the Earth, and you don't need to exist. That's the happy note we always end on.
Oh, and the world is ending in 12 years.
Okay. And don't commit suicide.
Yeah. Wait.
And make sure that you possibly die. I'm pretty sure that is, because we're polluting the Earth. And that's a happy note. And we're going to end exactly on 32 minutes.
No, don't
die. Probably you shouldn't die. Bye.